Timmins. As plans progress for a temporary housing project in Timmins, some Indigenous service providers are concerned, according to the Cochrane District Services Board, CDSB. At Thursday's CDSB meeting, Director of Community Development and Services Christine Heavens talked about issues around the Pine Street South location. At a recent service provider meeting, she said one Indigenous service provider and two Indigenous staff members expressed concerns about delivering culturally appropriate care given the site's proximity to the Deloro landfill. "We do, however, have an opportunity to engage with a larger Indigenous audience, and that's next week, so updates will be provided at that table," Heavens said. Known as the Housing, Outreach, Protection, and Engagement, HOPE, Initiative, the City of Timmins has agreed to lease or transfer municipally owned property to the CDSB for the project that aims to create a mining camp-style setup with up to 40 temporary housing spaces. The next steps for CDSB are deciding what the structures will look like and finding someone to operate them. Issuing requests for proposals, RFPs, for both were unanimously approved in a recorded vote at Thursday's meeting, along with signing a transfer payment agreement with the province. Hearst Mayor Roger Sigan and Timmins Coun. Corey Robin were absent. Timmins Today requested details from CDSB regarding the RFP process, committee members, and the board's vision for the site but has not received a response. Heavens expects the RFP results will be ready for the June meeting. Requirements for the RFPs for both the building and the services will be informed by the service providers, by Indigenous perspectives, and from the voices of people with lived and living experience, Heavens said. The Pine Street South property was the preferred location in the city's community consultation survey, garnering 1,154 of 3,500 responses. It's 5.9 kilometers from downtown Timmins. There's no city transportation or other services in the area, and there's no permanent water or sewer connections. An unapproved encampment has been set up on the property before. See, Timmins chooses location for temporary encampment site. Timmins Coun. Kristen Murray highlighted the significance of the concerns being raised. "Those who may or may not be aware should understand the context around many missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls being found in landfills," she said. "I think it's important to make that sort of statement because we just glossed over it." Timmins Coun. Lauren Feldman echoed this, stressing that all concerns should be addressed before any decisions are finalized. The HOPE conversation is happening because the city asked the CDSB to apply for Provincial Encampment Response Initiative cash. The CDSB was given $3.19 million in capital. To access that cash, the province needs a signed deal from the city and CDSB by today, March 21. What the site could look like will take shape through the CDSB's tender process for the units. While the CDSB will own the structure, it's not clear who will run the facility yet or how much it will cost to operate. The province has not committed any operational cash. CDSB Sao Brian Marks said the board will continue to seek additional funding and will determine how to allocate the existing $6.2 million in Housing and Homelessness Prevention, HPP, funding. "We're in the final year of our three-year HPP allocation, and we have no confirmation of continuing HPP allocations in 2026 and 2027, he said. Marks outlined three potential service models for the site: a basic setup with temporary housing units and on-site security, a mid-tier option with security and part-time counseling services, or a full-service model including three daily meals, kitchen services, community space, and 24/7 support staff. Timmins Council's decision allows city officials to negotiate the sale or lease of the land to CDSB. However, final approval is contingent on the CDSB's operational plans." Black asked if the RFP responses would be compiled into a comprehensive model, including proposed service operators, before being presented to the city for final approval. Marks said no facility purchase or binding agreements will be made without securing necessary leases and approvals.